Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A storm system due to reach Arkansas late Tuesday is expected to drop significant snow across the entire state. The National Weather Service says the forecast is still being refined, but about 6 inches of snow is likely. That system isn't forecast to leave the state until early Thursday. So the question becomes, at what time will it be in this part of Arkansas, north central Arkansas, around the Mountain View, Batesville area? Tabitha with the National Weather Service in North Little Rock.
You might get some flurries overnight after midnight, but for any heavier amounts, it's probably going to start up there sometime between 10 and noon, something like that. And it could be heavy at times, and for your area, right now we're looking at 4 to 6 inches.
That was Tabitha with the National Weather Service in North Little Rock predicting that the heavier snow would be entering this part of Arkansas by between 10 a.m. and noon on Wednesday. A legislative panel is recommending an increase in car title fees to raise money for the financially struggling Arkansas State Police pension system. They want to raise about $4.6 million a year for the state police retirement system. Republican Senator Michael Lamoureux's proposal would raise the fees for titles and duplicate titles from $1 to $2, and title application fees would double from $4 to $8. Two Calico Rock area men have been charged with numerous felony violations of Arkansas's drug laws. Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said charges against 33-year-old Nicholas B. Speak and his younger brother, Nathaniel Allen Speak, range from manufacturing meth to possessing drug paraphernalia with intent to use. The sheriff said both brothers tested positive for the use of meth and marijuana when they were arrested. Both are being held in the Izzard County Jail in lieu of $20,000 bond. Sheriff Tate Lawrence also reported that 31-year-old Jamie Claxton Stapleton was charged with 6 counts of violating Arkansas social host law. Those charges, he said, are related to minors being furnished or allowed to drink alcoholic beverages. Stapleton has posted a $1,500 bond and was assigned a court date. And an Independence County couple has been charged in circuit court with 2 felonies and a Class A misdemeanor. Court information says 31-year-old James G. Johns and 27-year-old Tanya M. Kelly broke into the property of Charles Frazier on Blackland Road east of Pleasant Plains and stole a chainsaw and, at the same time, damaged his truck while trying to siphon gas from it. Frazier's chainsaw was recovered from another resident who bought it from the couple. Both Johns and Kelly were charged with breaking or entering, criminal mischief, and theft of property, each placed on a $15,000 bond. And a 50-year-old Newark man has been charged in circuit court with 11 counts of second-degree forgery. Court records say the charges against Scotty Dean Brooks stem from 11 checks being stolen from Maudie Bridgman of Newark in mid-January and forged at 2 different businesses in Newark.